What a setup. Where are you?
This is my studio. This is my actual studio.
Is that the home
Wow.
one that you built yourself?
Yeah. Let's see if
Oh,
I can.
that's sick.
Yeah.
Very nice. So that's where all the magic happens. So is
Yeah,
this
it's
in your
cool.
actual house?
My God.
Wow.
You worked at JB Hi-Fi a little bit on and off growing up. Did you get any discounts?
Yeah, I got discounts.
Yeah, very
That's
nice. Staff discount.
the only good thing about working there, I think.
Didn't have to get any tattoos or anything.
No, definitely not.
So, how did Masked Wolf come about? Like, was this a name that you'd had kind of rolling around in your mind for a while, or is it like an alter ego
No.
thing, or?
It was more like one day I was just like, my sound is really good, but my name is kind of bad. So if I have to take this seriously, I have to have like a serious name. And I was a very like fake smile type of person. Like I acted like I was really happy, acted like I was enjoying life when I wasn't. But when I went to the studio, it was like that's when the transformation happened. And I was like, okay, this is my habitat. And I have a thing for huskies as well. So it was like masked wolf just came together. So the mask came
Nice.
off and the transformation happened.
Does that allow you to kind of separate yourself as well? Like you can kind of go home and just like live your normal life, go to Coles, Woolies, whatever, and then you step into your studio and
I
the
love
wolf
it.
comes
I love
out?
not being rec I just in general, I just love not being recognized a lot of the times, to be honest. And I'm a very laid back person. I don't party, I don't drink. That's why I can afford rooms like this, because I don't waste my money.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I should never have had kids, because then I could afford stuff like that. It'd be nice. No,
Yeah.
they're good. No, has it ever happened that you've been like out and about and you've been noticed?
Oh yeah. Heaps of
What
times,
was?
even like internationally in Singapore and stuff. And like, I'd have Aussies at their Singapore airport be like, hey, Wolf. And I'd be like, hey, what's up? And it's like, it's a surprise, but it's fun. I mean, more like it's great to get noticed here and there and like get appreciated, but it's more like, I don't think I could personally handle like the Justin Bieber fame or like people just surrounding you. I just think that's mentally taxing for a lot of people.
And it would be confusing too, like being that young and getting into the game and just not even having time to like develop as a human, let alone as an
Well, that's what
artist.
I always said. Like, I don't think I would have been able to handle any of what's happened if I was 19 or 20. Like, I'm glad it happened when I was like 27, 28, when it all
Yeah,
went down with
right.
Astro.
So
So,
when did you start making music? Like, has it been a long journey up to this point or?
when I was about 15, I'd say 15, 16. So, for about 13, 14 years, I was grinding
Wow.
for.
And how do you find the
So,
motivation to keep grinding? Like, I'm sure there would have been a lot of points along your journey where you just thought to yourself, I actually can't keep doing this. Like, were you working a normal job as well or?
yeah, I worked full time for 11 years while doing it. And yes, the answer was it was very hard and mentally taxing, especially when your finances aren't there. Like, if you got $4,000 in the bank and you've got whatever rent or some bills, or and you're trying to like make music on top of that. Lucky for me, I lived with my dad for some of that time, so like I didn't have to pay rent. I guess it's just like a mental battle with yourself, because it's your finances, your dream. The only thing that was really impacting it was me, like my decision. And you would take breaks, but I could never ever like give it up.
Like you said, it's your habitat. But with your like songs that you made when you were 15, that'd be like my radio demo or ours. We like I cannot go back and listen to mine. It's horrible. Can you listen to your stuff or can you still draw inspiration from it?
I actually find happiness in it, because like I think I remember like maybe 3 months ago, I just listened to this. I don't know if I found it or it got randomly sent to me, but it was just me mucking around like auto tune, proper song like structure. And I was just smiling in bed and I was just like far out. I just get a flashback of like the moment it was created. Like I'll remember where I created it and when I was recording it. And I mean, everyone comes from like, Kobe wasn't doing swishes at the age of 13, or eight, they were all bricking it. So,
I have this thing in my bathroom that my mum gave me when I was like that age. I don't know, maybe 14, 15. And it said every great author, like musician or whatever, they all started when they were none of those things.
no one pays attention to the early morning wake ups on athletes. And it's easy to look at success and go, wow, that would be so great to have that job. But nobody says, oh, I'd love to do their training schedule and all their late flights and all that stuff. So
So when Astronaut in the Ocean first came out,
yeah.
was it a song that, I mean, obviously it took a little bit of time to take off, but do you think TikTok is really shaping music and just it takes that one person to pick it and then it just blows up?
I'd say that artists these days are very blessed to have an app like that to get out their music. And I'm not saying that's the solo reason that, you know, I became what I became, but it was definitely a catalyst. If you're a young artist now, like you're 17, 14, you're 20, you're just putting up TikToks, like 10, 20 years ago, people had didn't even have labels sometimes, you know, people, well, they did, but you know, like Nelly, for example, did it all independent, no socials, no TikTok, no Instagram. We have everything at our feet to be able to be socially aware and socially famous or get known. So it's just up to the artist and what they produce. And it's a very tough market.
Once that popped off and the numbers started running up, how did that translate for you? Was it an instant translation? You started seeing money in the bank, or was it like a bit of a slow burn?
No, I was still working. Not many people know that. So I was working with my boss for free while it was all going down. Because it was a small business, I didn't want to leave out of nowhere and like leave him hanging. For like 2 to 3 months, I still worked full time while Astro was popping off, and then I just had to leave because everything went crazy. Yeah,
that would be overwhelming if you've been working towards this for such a long time. And I know that a lot of artists that we've spoken to over the years have said that, you know, you're kind of working towards this goal and then you finally get there and it's just like, what do I actually do with this? Like I didn't really think through what to do after I got to that point.
I think it's more of a you get told what to do type thing. It's like you're on this flight. This is what's happening. These radio interviews are happening on this day, this date. You can have this day off. It's just a schedule. It's just like you're the most valued business and your Zoom calendar and everything. Everyone just wants to have meetings with you. That's just how it is. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. It's just it is what it is.
Well, you're clearly a very laid-back guy. So and you're like, you know, basically when you go out on the stage, you're solo. So how do you translate, you know, these incredible songs to a live festival kind of performance?
Well, I do live verses for most of the songs, which I think is something that's not done enough in hip hop these days. So I think that puts me on a different sort of, I wouldn't say level, but I just like, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. Like I hate failing. And I think like if I'm just rapping to people with my backings on, you might as well be listening to me on Apple iTunes or Spotify because it's the same vibe. Energy is another big one for me, and crowd interaction, which is something I obviously had to learn quickly. But I think interacting with the crowd is very, very important. Like you can't just go up on a stage and perform 12 songs and say, see you later. Because not many people are going to remember that. It's just all about, for me, having fun at the same time of taking it seriously. So,
do you prefer a festival or more of like an intimate
festival
gig?
I remember I did one intimate gig. It was most probably the worst performance of my life. Like I was so nervous, and it was like people having wine on bean bags, like 20 people looking at me, and I'm like, this is not what rap is about. Like it's harder when it's rap. Like if I was a singer and I was just singing like Chris Brown R&B songs or something like that, I'd be like, cool, I get it. But like I'm here standing up, waving my arms around, rapping fast verses, and I got people on Love Sacks watching me like Leonardo DiCaprio. Definitely festivals. Club gigs go pretty cool because it's 15-20 minutes and the energy is high, but I just enjoy festivals the most.
Another thing we've seen you mention a lot is that you love that your music has been Shazammed so many times. What is it about Shazam that you love?
It's not like Shazam the app that I'm giving love for. It's more like like as in I'm just not saying like I don't have a sponsorship with them and I'm not promoting them, you know. Like it's just more the fact that people went out of their way to dive into their pockets or for their phone and be like, I need to know what this song is. That's what really was the key indicator to me that people like really, really enjoyed the song, because a lot of people can say TikTok carried it or it just got these amount of streams because of this. But then when I rebuttal or say, well, it was the globally most Shazam song, that means people wanted to listen to it. So
That's so true.
I think once you hear those first couple of guitar strings, like down, 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 you hear that. So catchy.
They're actually out of tune.
Oh, no way. What? Was it just random or was it?
I think my producer did it and he said it just sounded cool, so he left it.
It goes to show that those mistakes sometimes are the best thing.
Yeah.
Or was it a mistake?
Purposeful mistake. No. Cool. We can't wait to have you live at Wine Machine. It's going to be great.
Thank you, thank you. Can't wait to be there. I'm not a wine person either, so.
Oh yeah, you don't drink.
Not really. I don't get drunk. Like if I'm out at a festival, I have one or two, but I just don't get drunk.
Your parents must love you. Are you the favorite child?
Yeah, I am because I'm the only one.
Ah,
you would have had it either way.
You're probably my mum's favorite after hearing that.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm winning in every book then.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate
it. No worries.